The March 14th reading is entitled Yielding. The passage is from Romans 6:16, and the last part of the verse says, "You are the one slave whom you obey." We all worship somebody or something. That's why God calls us consistently in Scripture to give Him the glory, because He knows we're going to all worship somebody or something, and we need to be worshiping the true and living God. Every sin, when unraveled to its lowest common denominator, you'll find that somebody or something has captured your heart or mind more than Christ. The Apostle Paul addresses this in Colossians chapter 3, the beginning first couple of verses. Set your hearts and minds above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. It always starts with your heart and your mind, that somebody or something has mastered you more than Christ. Oswald says that I am the one responsible for having yielded myself to Him. And he goes on to say, I'm either a slave to myself, building my own kingdom, or I'm a slave to God, whose kingdom that we should be building. James, the half-brother of Jesus, in James chapter 1 says, but each one is tempted by his own desires, his own evil desires, and he's dragged away and enticed. Sin always starts with temptation. The second stage is evil desires. We have limited amount of everything in life, limited time, limited money, limited knowledge, limited amount of fun. The only thing that we have no limit to is desires. Augustine says on this, there's within each one of us a built-in desire for more. We think that somebody or something is going to fill the need that only God can fill. And then they become gods in our lives. Now, the gods in our lives are multiple. They can be addictions, alcohol, pornography, drugs. It could be things that aren't as obvious. Work can become a god. Exercise can be a god. Food can be a god. Spending can be a god. Children can be a god. Grandchildren can be a god. Cell phones. Cell phones can be a god. We forfeit, Jonah says in Jonah 2:8, those who cling to worthless items forfeit the grace that could be theirs. We forfeit God's grace because we make cell phones our God, and it masters us. So what do I need to yield? That's a good place to start, and it's a very long list. I think when you're honest, you need to ask the question that Jesus is going to ask us. What have I not yielded? What has the potential to master me? What is mastering me? What is the stronghold? 2 Corinthians 10, Paul gives us the answer. Take every thought obedient to Christ. And Oswald concludes, by yielding to Jesus, He will break every kind of slavery in your life.